The board approved $3 million for safety upgrades across all schools in the district. It includes projects to install perimeter fencing for McPolin, Trailside, and Parleys Park Elementary Schools. Board member Andrew Kaplan says they'll work with the neighbors to make it as unobtrusive as possible.
The most interesting one will be Parleys. So Jeremy, we already have fencing. Parleys, we need to have some kind of perimeter set up. And obviously, we have a lot of neighbors around Parleys who use the fields and their backyards open up on the school. And so we want to maintain that the open space nature of the field, but while also figuring out a way to have a secure perimeter.
The other safety protocols include lockdown mechanisms on internal and external doors. Complete remodels to school entryways will force visitors to enter through the administrative offices. Furthering the health and safety theme for this school year, Assistant Superintendent of Wellness Ben Belknap provided the board with an update on his first month at the job. He'll return with proposed policies and procedures for managing 504 and special education needs. Kaplan doesn't think these new policies will be burdensome. They're part of the growing needs of a growing school district.
Again, we're transitioning from a small school district to a mid-sized one, and along with that is a lot of policies and procedures that need to be written and put in place. And, again, as I alluded to before, administrations come and go, but what we need to ensure is that there's policies that are lasting, and so that whoever is in, my seat or Dr. Belknap's seat in 5 years, 10 years' time, we have processes in place.
The current JPASS teacher evaluation system is outdated, and the board approved a new program. Kaplan says they're very committed to getting input from the Education Association.
I want to ensure that the PCEA is intimately involved in the development of this, and that's the way we're going to do it. JPASS is the current system, and it's antiquated, and, when we were in negotiations over the new contract, that was one thing that was, that was mentioned by our teachers as not being a perfect system. And so what we want to do is create a new system that fits in line with the professional learning community's model. And it's essential that our teachers are integral in the development of that system and that they are all buying in.
Full implementation of the new Marzano teacher-focused evaluation model takes effect fall of 2019. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.